Dude, like, Rudy will tell you, in that apartment, like, whenever we were going to move out, I start pulling, you know, peeling off this tinfoil, and it was like a fucking laser beam coming into that bedroom. I'm like, there's no way I could have fucking survived without that fucking tinfoil, man.
Not to mention your electric bill was like $24 a
month.
Dude,
our electric bill, I think, never got above like $30, and we kept that shit at like $65 at night.
Damn.
Like, Rudy would wake up going,
I see dead people.
So,
it's like 100 degrees outside. You walk in your house, breath. You see the breath, like on
exactly,
the
yeah.
Like literally,
there's a fucking cold front just hovering right there at my front door.
I would go to the gym, you know, workout, whatever, and come back, you know, still just be a little sweaty, and walk in, and you just get fucking chill bumps. Because you're just that fucking cold. It was awesome.
He was, I guess you'd say, renting the couch from me. And yes. So during the day, it was just normal couch. But at night, he had all of his blankets and sheets and stuff just rolled up. And what did you call it, Rudy?
It was the bedtime burrito. I just rolled it up and I threw it in the closet because that's where all my clothes were at.
Burrito.
You know, by school standards, I was technically homeless. That's what they
You know how they have these commercials for the Snuggie and all this? Yeah. I'm just imagining the commercial for the bedtime burrito, you know?
That would be awesome.
You're listening to Group Therapy, episode 93, Psy Book Sucks, with your host, Optimus Gene.
Trying to cut back on my epicness.
Cyrus Martin.
Hell, maybe something's wrong with me.
Red.
It's a scientific fact that lesbians wear flannel.
The Warrior.
Psy called me a con artist. I had to defend myself.
Tex-Mex.
Dang. Out of nowhere. Left hook.
And Ducky.
I was just going to say, how old are you? Jeez, we're paneling VHS players.
And now, from onemanasylum.com, it's time for Group Therapy.
Welcome out to Group Therapy on OneManAsylum.com, a safe place to share your feelings about everything in the world of movies, video games, TV, and the web. I am your host, Optimus Gene. We have a packed house tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Cannot wait. So we've got an awesome show. Let's not dilly-dally around anymore. Let's get around to the rest of the host, starting with the guy who's always here to save my bacon, Cyrus Martin. What's going on, dude?
Just dilly-dallying.
From the Texas-Mexican neutral zone, we have Tex-Mex. What's going on, dude?
What is up, people?
From the future, Jay Red. What's going on, dog?
It's about damn time we start this shit. Let's fall asleep.
This is the best fucking thing that happens to you every week. Don't even. Coming to us from the Great White North, we have Ducky. How you doing, lady?
I'm good. It's actually snowing now, so that's good.
Woo! Yay! Not complete global warming. And coming to us from down the street, we have the Warrior. What's going on, man?
I'm all right. I'm plotting.
All right.
He's stewing over the past.
Yes, apparently.
No, I'm not stewing over the past.
Let's move from the past to what came out in media this week. I have a question. Let's just do a real quick show of hands as a vote. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 of us here last week shared our 3 most embarrassing stories. How many people think Tex-Mex should be forced to share his?
Ooh, definitely.
Jay apparently has no clue what's going on.
Actually, he's dealing his dally right now.
All right, could you at least share one with us, Lewis?
Yeah, I got one. I was in middle school, and all this happened when I was little, so that's why later in life I was much more cautious about being in embarrassing situations. I'm trying to remember what the reason for us doing this project. For some reason, you pulled names out and you had to say some kind of. I think it was because of the 7 flags, 6 flags over Texas or something, and you had to represent each flag. And for some reason, I drew Spain, or maybe it wasn't that Spain was anyway. So I ended up being a Spanish conquistador, right? So Dad, being in the military, used to always play with his army hat, you know, the metal hat. So Mom got creative and she made these
metal hat,
the army helmet, whatever you call it. Okay.
That'd be helmet.
I was going to say, what hat? What army was he in?
The army helmet. Kiss my ass. All right, so
his
anyway.
Metal hat.
Let me finish, because let me get to the funny God. Part. So,
this is an embarrassing moment right now.
Where's okay, my metal hat?
And so anyway,
my green clothes. And so my green clothes.
Mom makes a cardboard, you know, rim around it and the little part in the middle and covers it in foil. Okay, so she makes the rest of my costume. So she makes me a little shirt and the poofy pants. So, and also white hosiery.
No.
Yes.
Hold on. I need to make a note for myself to stop by your parents' house tomorrow or from Monday on my way home from work.
And the little heeled shoes, where she got the shoes, I have no idea. And so I get to school, and I'm sitting in the cafeteria because that's where this whole play thing is going on. And I'm scooted up way under the table so no one can see my legs. I hated my mom for this. So I get up on stage and have to read this typed out little message. You know, You're always already embarrassed enough when you're elementary school age. So I had to stand up there and read this. I don't even remember what I said, but yeah, I'm wearing white hose, the little high-heeled shoes, and the poofy pants.
Whoa.
You sound like a Mexican leprechaun.
I was about as tall as you then, but it's okay.
Oh! Ooh, shit.
How great were you?
Fourth grade.
I was as tall in fifth grade. So never got any taller.
I think we've learned that when Lou is threatened, he bites.
Yes. Because apparently Jay farts and then tackles you. Anyway, go on with your story.
So, yeah, that was it. I had to wear white hose.
So, how did your speech go?
I was wearing white hose. I could care less how the speech went.
He's just making up shit about Spain.
Got off the stage as quick as I could.
Oh, that's funny.
Did all anybody right. harass you over it later? Did they bring it up? Like,
no, not that I no? remember.
Now, was that when y'all were here in Killeen, or was that before y'all moved here?
Yeah. Okay. I was at Clark Elementary School.
Okay. Alrighty then. All right. Well, now that we've done that, let's go ahead and take a look at what came out this week in media. This week in theaters, the only thing that's new is a movie called The Devil Inside. It's one of those found film movies, and it's supposed to be a horror flick. From both the local movie critic and everything I've read on the internet, this is an absolutely horrible. Horrible movie. It doesn't go anywhere. It doesn't make any sense. There's not really any plot, and the ending will quite literally have you pissed off that you spent the time and energy to go see this thing. So yes, avoid this thing like the plague. I had the same
review for my movie.
Really? Shit. This week on Blu-ray, we have Don't Be Afraid of the Dark from Guillermo del Toro. Yes, Shark Night 3D. So, you know, like Jay said, if you were into the whole piranha thing, it's bigger fish. Contagion, which actually does look really good, and I want to watch it. And then, as I've heard it called on the internet, I don't know why they made this, or whatever. I don't know what. Yeah. This week in games, the only thing that came out was Xbox and PlayStation NFL Blitz. I've downloaded the demo. I haven't played it yet. I wanted to see what Tex-Mex thought about it after he played the demo to see if we're going to buy this and play it. It looks good. It sounds good. They took out the late hits, though. The reason? Because it's an NFL licensed game, and the NFL is getting so much heat about people getting, you know, helmet injuries and stuff like that. They're like, we need to take out the late hits because it looks bad.
That's like taking out the juggling from Killer Instinct.
Yeah. All I have to say, NFL, you're a bunch of pussies. It's a video game. Get over it. Moving on to next week, we've actually got quite a few movies coming out. We have The Iron Lady, A Joyful Noise, okay. The Divide, which actually kind of sounds interesting. It's I'm sorry, go on. What were you going to say, Cyrus?
I was just imagining the T-shirt. I just want to take out the part where you say it's a video game.
Oh, NFL, you're a bunch of pussies.
Deal with it.
Okay.
Picture Eugene.
Anyway, this movie, The Divide, it's like the apocalypse is happening, and all these people in this apartment building in, I think, L.A., go underground, and they're like, literally the divide is because they're divided up. Do we go out and see if we can find help? Do we see what the hell's going on outside? Do we stay here? And then of course they start attacking each other. So it's kind of a psychological thriller. Contraband with, Mark Wahlberg, old Marky Mark. And then something that will guarantee to bring in a shit ton of money, Beauty and the Beast 3D in theaters. I'm sure they did as good a job on it as they did the Lion King conversion to 3D, so I'm sure it will do really well. Next week on Blu-ray, we have Killer Elite, which I do want to see. Jason Statham, Clive Owen, and, of course, Robert De Niro. Watch Your Number with Anne Faris, and then Brad Pitt in Moneyball, which, yes, it's a sports movie, and I want to see it because it looks
pretty good.
Interesting.
We just watched
it. Because it's got Brad Pitt.
You were saying, Ducky.
What?
You were saying about...
it was good. We watched it last night. It was good.
Okay, cool. Very good. Yes, I do want to see it. Next week on In Games...
Because Brad Pitt.
He looks old and haggard in that movie, but it's a good movie.
I can't comment on that.
Because he's got
Brad Pitt. That needs to be your new intro, actually. next week on Xbox, we have The Deadliest Warrior, Ancient Combat. Yeah, probably is going to be garbage. And then Metal Gear Solid HD Collection, which is, of course, the three Metal Gear Solid games, all now in HD rendering, and you can buy it and play those and whatever. Yeah, no one really cares. So let's go ahead.
I'm falling asleep. Like,
yes. Maybe. So let's go ahead and move on to the fall and winter movie game. This week on, this week, our top 10 movies. Here you go, Cyrus. Tower Heist steals the number 10 spot with $67 million. The Gods claim the number 9 spot with Immortals at $82 million. It's time to play the music. It's time to light the lights. It's time for the Muppets to be in the number 8 spot tonight with $83 million. Real Steel, Rock'em and Sock'em's at the number 7 spot with $84 million. It's Alvin, Simon, and Theodore at number 6 with $97 million. Coming in at the number 5 spot.
Look at Jay.
Paranormal Activity haunts the number 5 spot with $103 million. Sherlock Holmes uncovers the secrets of being number 4 with $136 million. Should you choose to accept it, Mission Impossible takes the number 3 spot with $141 million. While Puss in Boots digs its claws in to hold on to the number 2 spot for one more week with $145 million. And finally,
oh my God.
Here you go. But Twilight, the Twilight Saga, continues to stake out the number 1 spot with $276 million. That is all for you, Cyrus.
Eugene, that is the best gift you've ever given me.
Number one on your list.
Thank you. That's awesome. That was really cool.
You are welcome, sir. Number 10 and our top players, Mom, 1124 with $498 million. Chris Buford at $528 million. Cyrus Martin is barely still on the list, but he's still there at the number 8 spot with $531 million. Tough Customer with $549 million. Adam T. with $597 million. Which brings us to our top five. Beam Me Up Scotty, $602 million. Mantooth at $615 million. Miyavi U with $633 million. Ebsy with $689 million. And I thought Cinderella was going to run away with this, but apparently this last week changed everything. She's holding on to the number one spot with $693 million, only $4 million above number two. So, but she's pretty much been up there the entire time. But she'll definitely, you know, be in the top 10, I would assume. Which brings us to us five. Tex-Mex is in fifth place. I finally fucking beat someone. Tex-Mex is... sitting at $350 million,
kicking ass.
Optimus Gene, I'm sitting at $377 million. The Warriors at $396 million. J-Red at $411 million, and Cyrus Martin at $531 million. I'm telling you right now, I really think I'm going to be able to claim at least the number three spot, maybe number two. Just kind of depends on how the next couple of weeks go. Yeah, I think Cy's pretty much got it. I don't see how anyone can catch him at this point. Not unless just something unless whoever has what's the new new vampire movie coming out? The
Underworld.
Unless Underworld just like
I have that.
See, and unless it just takes off, I don't know. But who knows?
Underworld is consistently underperformed. I don't know why. Those are really good movies. Well,
the first one I think was the best one, and the other two seem like okay.
No. Shut up. The third one.
Okay.
The third one where they go back in the past is the best one. That's the best one.
I liked that one.
And this one, the third one? This new one?
This is the fourth one.
No, this is the fourth one.
This is the fourth.
Yeah, never mind.
Yeah, it was like Underworld, and then there was a sequel, and then they went back in the past, and that was the third one, and I liked that one the best. And now this one's another sequel. So it's like two steps forward. Yeah, never mind. I don't know.
Yeah. Alrighty. What's
wrong, Jay? Are you okay? Hey.
Of course.
That sounds convincing.
Yes, it did sound very convincing. Let's go ahead and talk about what news stories we have for the week.
We're worried about you, Jay.
Are you tired? Are you sleepy?
Yeah, I almost... I slept through my alarm. I didn't know if I was going to roll my fat, happy ass out of the bed or not.
Alrighty. Let's get into it. Alright, we've got four really small stories for this evening before we kind of get to the main event. The first one up is Paramount, however you want to say it, right, Cyrus?
Well, I'm yawning. What the fuck did you just say?
Paramount? Anyway, yes, Paramount.
Paramount.
Wants to turn World War Z.
Xavier and I must go to the tea party. It's the Paramount that's important.
Why does this keep freezing up? Is it too much stuff's going on? What the hell? Let's see here. Well, if it'll fucking unfreeze.
Looks like you got a gay little whistle going on there for a minute.
Anyway, they want to turn the World War Z movies into a three-part series. The first movie is set to come out this coming year, December 21st. Can't wait. It's going to be awesome. Also starring Brad Pitt. The book was actually it wasn't specifically broken into three segments, but there's definitely pre-war, during the war, and post-war, and I really hope they break the movie up into that. Who else here besides Jay and I have read World War Z? Nope, no one else? Okay. Really good book. I mean, of course, if you're into zombies, it's pretty much a must-read, but it's really awesome.
I think you're a little too into zombies, to be honest. It's gone a little too far, Eugene.
Yeah.
Couldn't y'all say the same thing about sports,
though? We all wanted to say something. We felt like...
You need a zombie intervention.
I need a zombie intervention, okay.
Yes. Mr. Survival Kit.
Speaking of awesome zombiness, Christy went outside to go get the mail, and the neighbors that have moved in next door, the two little boys were out there playing. One has a little cap gun or whatever. He's shooting at his brother, and his brother is literally walking around going, That would be fucking awesome. Anyway.
He's going to go out there with him.
I know, right?
He does a good zombie walk. I give him that.
Yeah,
I'm surprised your other neighbors didn't come out with the pot and the spoon and start banging.
I know, right? There's a zombie.
Zombies eat this.
Zombie cat.
All right. The second story up for the night is HBO is refusing to sell DVDs to Netflix. Bastards. Netflix will no longer be buying DVDs from HBO directly in bulk and for a lower price to do in their rentals, right? So they're going to have to go through a third-party company. That means they're still going to be able to get you know, a lot of these DVD series on Netflix, you know, so that you can rent them on Netflix. They're just not going to get them for the low price that they've been getting it. HBO has already started, like, and they did this a while back, they've started banning Netflix from streaming their TV shows, which means unless I decide to pay for HBO or BitTorrent Game of Thrones, I'll have to wait to actually get a hold of the disc themselves to watch it, because they will not instant stream them. Because HBO is pushing their HBO Go service. But, of course, you have to be subscribed to HBO to even get the HBO Go service. And it's like, what the fuck?
I'll tell you what I'll do, Eugene. I have Amazon Web Services or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I'll send you some links. How about that? Then you don't have to do anything that you wouldn't feel good about.
Okay.
You have the Amazon Prime streaming?
No.
No. He's talking about something else, but we won't worry about that right now.
No. Oh.
And it sunk in. All right. Anyone else want to add anything to that? I mean...
Well, Netflix is doing their own original shows. I tweeted out one of their first upcoming shows is it's called Lilyhammer. It's about some mob guy that goes into protective services, but he goes to Lilyhammer, Norway. So I think that's the first thing that's coming out.
And that's supposed to be out here in like the next month. Like it's supposed to be in February.
Yeah,
so.
And they're going to release the whole. Season, I guess.
Yeah, and that was the thing.
All at once.
A lot of people were like, so are they going to do it like a traditional TV show? So, like, you know, this Sunday night, they'll release the first episode, and the next Sunday, they're just going to put it all out there and be like, blam, there you go. Yep. There's the entire thing. And I have to say, I've gotten to the point I really like watching TV series all together in just one big clump. And honestly, the thing that really kind of sunk in on me, now granted, I've enjoyed The Walking Dead Season 2 the entire time that we've been watching it, but Rudy came over, you know, since he cut the cord, and he was watching it with me. I had recorded them all, and he was coming over late at night, and we were watching two or three at a time, and I have to say, it completely changes the way that series flows. Like, you know, everybody was online bitching and griping that, oh, we're still looking for the little girl, it's been 4 weeks, we're still looking for the little fucking girl. Watching it is just, you know, two or three shows all at one time, it was like, fuck, it's like, damn, we still haven't found the little girl. We've barely been looking. We still haven't found her. It's completely changes the flow of that TV series.
Yeah, like, I watched all the seasons of Lost in one summer. Back to back to back to back to back, all together. And I was still confused at the end, but I can't imagine if you had to wait and watch it once a week.
Yes.
Craziness. All right, our number three story up for the night is PS Vita is not selling well. Now, we already talked about this a little bit, but it's gotten worse. Like, we talked about when it first came out and it didn't sell that great in Japan. The first week that it came out, the PS Vita sold 320,000 units on that first week. The next week, it only sold 72,000. That's 75% drop from the first week to the second one. To put that in perspective, the 3DS sold 370,000 the first week and 210 the second week, and everyone said, oh, it's not selling well. Then what the hell is this? You 75% drop off the next week? I'm telling you, man, this thing still has an entire month before it hits the U.S. shores. This thing is going to be DOA when it gets here.
Like, I still don't see anybody, any kids at all, holding any PlayStation device at all. I still see a lot of kids with DS. I see a few 3DSs here and there, mostly people our age, because, you know, they could, you know, afford to fork out that much money. But a lot of the kids are still playing DS like crazy.
Shit, come to my high school. Shit. 3DS, like, freaking mad. There's all kinds of kids with that shit.
Well, see, one reason why I understand one reason why the kids like to use the DS and stuff in particular is because, you know, it can, you know, you don't have to have a Wi-Fi system for them to link up with each other, and there's that chat feature in there, so they can sit there with their 3DS and our DS and actually chat and not have to get on the school Wi-Fi or have to worry about chat minutes or something like that. Mm-hmm. But
yeah, you can do a lot more than that with 3DS. Send pictures back and forth, write messages by hand and send them. There's a lot of things you can do like that.
It's pretty damn amazing little deal.
By the way, I would like to say that I think that the Vita is going to be this generation's Turbo Express.
32X?
Fuck that. Engage.
Engage?
Yes.
You know what? It's an impressive system as far as the hardware goes.
Yeah.
Cost too much, but it's impressive.
How much is it?
But
$250.
Just buy a PlayStation. I mean, really?
Well, yeah, you can buy a PlayStation 3 for the same price, right?
If I had only Sony to pick from, I'll go for the PlayStation.
Hell, you could buy an Xbox 360 with Kinect with, like, three or four games for that much. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, yeah, so I'll buy the one that I can hook up to a 50-inch screen for $250.
You know, another thing is that the Sony people that are talking about the Vita, they're really... there's a lot of misinformation. Like, they honestly believe, like, they're going to be able to play their PS3 games on their Vita and, like, take it with them. And then when they get home, it, you know, it'll connect with their PlayStation 3 and stuff. And I'm like, why
do
you
always say that, but it never does it?
Nobody, Sony hasn't even said that it would do that. No, there's, that's impossible. But they believe, you know, they're, and I'm like, okay.
But a lot of game companies come up with that, but it never works out. Like, remember the Dreamcast had that little mini Game Boy-looking thing that plugs into the controller?
Yes,
oh, yeah,
I had,
you can do all this and that, this and that. No?
Yeah, those batteries lasted like a week, and they died.
Yeah, no joke.
They didn't recharge.
And I have a feeling it's going to be the same with Nintendo. You're going to have, like, little mini games you can play on the little controller, but nothing's going to connect with Wii games.
Okay, let's see here. Let's see if I can do this real quick. Do. All right. Sorry, I was trying to change the screen resolution because I think it may help out a little bit. All right, so the
and now for a very serious political discussion with Jay. Jay, what are your opinions about abortion?
Hello, Jade. Are you awake?
I'm awake.
Okay. Just making sure, buddy. All right. So the last story for the night. Oh, this is going to take forever. Come on, computer.
Yeah,
so,
you got problems, dude.
Dude, I don't know what the hell it is. I don't know what's going on. It's pissing me off.
It's called old hardware, but anyway.
It pisses me off. It pisses me right
there
off.
There we go. Okay, finally. We're fucking back. Damn. All right. The last story for the evening is... we've talked about SOPA before, how it's a horrible, horrible thing, and, you know, if it passes, it could literally break the way the internet works.
SOPA's pretty good. When you take a shower, you need a SOPA.
That was brutal.
Oh, my God. And y'all were going to give me shit about my little intros for the movies. Anyways.
That's his new intro.
Anyway, so... So, it may break the internet. The Congress is coming back on the 24th to further discuss it, whether or not it's a good thing, you know, this, that, or the other. The day beforehand, on the 23rd, the internet is basically going to make sure this shit doesn't go through. Google, Etsy, Amazon, Facebook, Twitter, Foursquare, eBay, and several other huge websites are talking about basically going dark.
OMA.
Actually, we may do it. I may do it. Just if everyone else is doing it, fuck yeah, I want to do it.
Yes. The only difference is no one will notice.
That's true. When I say going dark,
people will be like, "All right."
Yeah.
YouTube's like, "We went dark," and like 2 days later, I'm like, "We did." Fuck.
And you weren't.
Did you forget to renew the bill?
Like, what happened to the website's down? Fuck.
So when I say go dark, basically, instead of just going completely off the internet, they're going to put up a little comment box that says, SOPA is, you know, threatens the internet as we know it. It needs to be, this needs to be voted down. In protest, we are basically shutting down our services for the day. Please contact your Congress critter and let them know. Vote against SOPA. Now,
wait, Gene, who did you buy our domain from?
Oh, yes, I'm in the process of changing that, by the way.
I'm just trying to.
We already had that conversation.
Congress critters. Like, I remember Critters 2 was the one where they had the big, giant ball critter.
Right.
And they all And then there's Congress Critters. I guess it was the third one. I never saw that one. That one sounds pretty fucked up. Where did Jay go?
I don't know.
He just totally left.
He fell asleep underneath this table.
I think so.
He's protesting so much.
He's protesting. He's gone dark.
If only I could do like a different... We need a different voice and like somehow get a little light to flash on his thing so that, you know, it looks like the cabinet's talking to us. That would be awesome. Anyway, so imagine... you know, you wake up on the 23rd and you go to Google and it says, oh, look, we're down because it's open. You're like, well, fuck, this sucks. So, like, you know, the hordes of drones out there that, well, let me check my Facebook account and see if anyone's posted anything. And that right there, fucking Facebook does it too, which they should because, I mean, SOPA really threatens what you can and cannot do on Facebook. If it goes down, that alone right there would cause tons of people to contact the representatives and say, you know, look, you need to fucking... Because, you know, they won't be fully informed. They'll just be like, bring back Facebook. You know, whatever you have to do, bring back Facebook. So, the people who are backing SOPA and PIPA, the RIAA and the movie industry, they think they've got big guns. They ain't seen nothing if Google and Facebook and Twitter all, you know, pull their resources together and do some shit like this.
I heard somewhere that even Hollywood is like telling the RIAA and the MPA to, hey, y'all need to chill out.
Some groups that are doing it. There are also musicians that are flat out telling them, you know, look, if y'all don't, you know, jump off this bandwagon, we're pulling out. Like, you're not getting any more of our money. So
the first, who are you going to move the domain to?
Probably HostGator, I'm thinking.
HostGator.
So,
I got mine from Hover.
Or Hover. Hover may be the other one I go with.
Canadian company.
Canadian. You know, I was going to say, Gene, the first place my mind went with the whole deal with SOPA and with Google making their announcement, the Google thing I think is really going to get the most attention because there are a shit ton of big businesses that don't have their own servers for their own email addresses and shit like that. And I'm assuming if Google goes dark, Gmail is going to go dark too, and Google Docs is going to go dark. And this is going to inconvenience the shit out of a ton of people.
There's universities
There are universities. There are school districts that have totally invested in Google because it's a hell of a lot cheaper than, you know, buying Microsoft for a school district. I mean, it's a shit ton cheaper. I mean, I just know from the stuff that I've worked with at our school region, there's tons of them that communicate entirely through Google. So this is going to get big time attention.
Well, hopefully it will, and hopefully this thing has no prayer of ever going through. So we'll have to keep our fingers crossed on that. All right. So that's the news for the week. We're going to continue on. I want to talk to y'all about this after the show, but I've really enjoyed how we've had like a kind of a central topic to talk about throughout the, you know, the last several weeks. So we're going to continue that tonight. And tonight we're going to look back at the best things that have happened to us personally throughout the last year. I told everyone come up with your list of five things, the five best things that have happened to you this last year. Once again, like we did last week, would anyone like to volunteer to go first? And once again, you're not reading your whole list. You're just starting off with like one of the first ones on your list.
I'll go first.
Are we voting to see who has the best stuff?
Sure, why not? What the hell?
Oh, okay. Well, great. Thanks.
All right. Rudy, you're number five.
Actually, mine was a completely personal one, so I hope it's, you know, what we're supposed to do. I thought that's what we're supposed to do.
Anyhow, yes, it can be completely personal.
What you've called cutting the cord and going Apple TV and Netflix, not only has it saved me a shit ton of money, over $100 a month, but, you know, we've kind of figured out that, damn, you know, we could, you know, everything that we need to know in, you know, like entertainment-wise television, we're paying $9 a month via Netflix, and that's it. I mean, so it's been great.
So you've greatly enjoyed cutting the cord and not having to pay the high cable bill every year.
Absolutely. As a side effect, you know, we also got rid of the home phone. I think I've probably dealt with about 3 telemarketer phone calls to my cell phone this year, like total. So it's been good.
One thing you may want to add on, and they're cheap, is Roku. Because they'll get a lot of other channels that won't go to Apple.
Well, and that's the thing. Like, all the stuff that we've really been interested in, you know, like all the Discovery and BBC stuff goes to Apple TV. So we're real happy with all that. I was actually talking to Eugene.
There is a lot of sports that...
Well, that's the thing. I'm about to solve that shit. Because I think I've got my wife talked into... we're probably going to go with a... well, I was about to say PlayStation.
Xbox 360.
An Xbox 360 this summer, so we can do the ESPN channel. I mean, that really completes the last little bit that we weren't getting that we want.
It may not work for you.
Well, in this area, I've checked it out.
I've checked it out. It seems to work.
It works just fine here.
Well, if you subscribe to cable.
Well, and that's the thing.
Ask me for a cable subscription, though.
Yeah, it doesn't do that. And it doesn't do that in Houston, either. As long as you have the Xbox account.
You'll get some content, but you won't be able to watch live events.
Again, tried it live at my brother-in-law's in Houston. Works just fine.
What does he get for a TV? Who does he have for TV?
They have AT&T. Now,
yeah, AT&T is a member.
Well, AT&T also, but I have students. I have, you know, I have my teenage outlets here in my classes, and yeah, they're reporting the same kind of thing, because I was telling them.
No, you're wrong.
Fuck you, Lewis. No, so far everything looks good. But even then, even if Time Warner decided to come around and be douchebags about it, it would still be the same price deal as, you know, because Time Warner has the, it's like $10 a month to open up their service for the ESPN app on your cell phone. They have that deal. So even if it was that much more, shit, I'd probably just do it during football season.
But. Well, let me go ahead and go, Eugene, because one of my things was I got a Roku this year, and it's been pretty nice. A lot of the things that you can do, Netflix, of course, you can do the Amazon Prime streaming, which is good. And also they have a lot of sports apps. UFC is on there. NBA is on there. Major League Baseball is on there. So they're starting to push sporting content. And a lot of those, they don't care who you get your TV from. You just buy it directly to them.
Apple does the same ones. Okay, go ahead.
Do they? I mean,
yeah, they do.
I don't have Apple TV.
Yeah.
Do they have the UFC also?
It's supposed to be coming online. I saw a little deal the other day.
Man, there's like this passive-aggressive competitive thing going on right now.
It's so funny. Hell, I'm the only one with
it's an so funny. Do they have UFC?
It was a question. It wasn't a do they or don't they?
Yeah. You know, Sai's the only one trying to build competition.
I know, he's over here.
Competition. Me and Lewis are informing each other. Is what we're doing. We're sharing.
Exactly. Because that's the only thing that's keeping me from well, me personally, my wife wouldn't like it very much if we cut cable, but it's only mostly the sports. That's all I really watch.
Yeah. I mean, that was
maybe a handful of other shows. That's about it.
Yeah. I mean, that was the whole deal. When Jamie finally came around and said, well, maybe we should do this, I said, yes, let's do it, you know? So, anyhow, she just got sick and tired of the damn cable bill.
I wish I could get rid of the cable bill, but they're just some shows on cable that I don't want to wait to watch, and, you know, I don't really want to have to BitTorrent them, so...
Hey, you guys. I'm Eugene.
But somebody's going to force me to bit you, aren't you?
All right, Cyrus, you're next. Go.
What am I doing?
Really? You haven't been able to follow it, huh? We've been going too fast for you there?
Well, it's hard to understand you.
All right. Okay, go on.
What are we doing here? Best things that happened
to you? Best things that happened to you this year. You know, like in the 3 emails that I've sent out this last week, the 5 best things that have happened to you.
This has been a fucked up year for me.
less aggressive, Eugene. Come on.
Starting in February, the warehouse I worked at burned to the fucking ground. I guess the best thing that happened to me was I got promoted and make a lot more money.
Okay, that's one. That's great. That's good. Good job. And it was deserving because, you know, you're pretty much the only one there that knows how to run the system, right?
Well, I don't know. I wouldn't say that. I'm
yeah,
like,
you would. Anyway. He wouldn't say that, but I'll say it. All righty. Ducky.
Yes.
Something that happened to you this year that was really good.
Katie McAllister, she's a New York Times bestselling author. She followed me on Twitter. She started following me in July, and it was awesome. So I was having a really, really, really shitty week. And then on Friday, I got a little notification saying, Katie McAllister is now following you on Twitter. And I actually cried because I was having such a bad week, and it made me feel better.
Very good.
Yeah, she's been following me for like 2 years. No, yeah. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. That's pretty cool. I'm just... You know.
Well, someone put in
a jerk. It's all right.
Well, someone put in the chat room that I'm going to restart the Ustream producer real quick and see if maybe that will help solve the issue.
No, no one will put that in there. Shut up.
I was thinking of putting something else in there.
Wow, y'all are
quick frying your babies.
All right, Jay, something that happened to you this year that was really good.
Yeah, you might as well skip me.
Nothing happened to you good this year. Nothing.
So you know something the site.
I know something good.
Yeah, you fucking joined the site. How about that?
No. This is way better.
Didn't you eat ice cream at some point this year? Ice cream's good.
Well, the best thing that happened to him is he was able to drink again.
There you go.
I wouldn't say that was a real good thing, but.
As he takes a swig.
Take your small victories.
Oh, my God. I can't believe we have to make up stuff. You know what? Okay, so here's the rule. If you can't fucking figure out something that happened to you that was good, the rest of us on the panel are going to make it up for you. And it will be fact from this point forward. Deal? Deal. All right. My number five thing on the list is The Walking Dead, both the book series and the second season of the shows. Yes, you know what? You said I kind of have an obsession for zombies. I admit it. I fucking love zombie stuff. And this is by far one of the best. I'm loving the TV series that's on right now. A lot of people who are bitching and griping it took them too long to find the little girl and they spent way too much time doing this, that, and that. The show is not supposed to be running at warp speed. They're not supposed to, if it were up to these people, they would have shown up and been like, oh, damn, there's zombies coming, and hid. The little girl would have gotten, would have run off and been like, oh, well, guess she's dead now. And then, and then they would have moved on to the next thing. That's not what this fucking show is about. This show is supposed to be the drama as to what happens whenever there's a zombie apocalypse. So fuck all those people. I'm loving the show, and the books are so good. Man, they're awesome.
This didn't happen to you, though.
What?
This wasn't something that happened to you.
It doesn't matter. It was the five best things of the year.
Oh, I thought. See, that's why I got confused, because you said it had to be something that personally happened.
No, I said it could be.
This is not personal. They didn't release it for you.
Okay. Never mind. They didn't? All right.
What?
Let me see here. Shit, my system's just going to shit. I don't know what the fuck's going on here.
But also, didn't Walking Dead come out in 2009? Does last year count?
Yes, but it happened to me. I read it this year, okay?
I don't know about this. This list kind of get confusing.
All right, Rudy, you're up next.
Well, you just kind of stole mine.
Okay, but, what was your number four?
Huh?
What was your number four?
Oh, I was supposed to be going in order too.
It
well,
doesn't.
Damn.
Oh my!
I just don't understand.
Anyhow, she just got pissed and left. Okay, well, now that he's gone, all right. So, welcome to OMA by Rudy.
But you know how we can. We know he's still around though, because we can still hear each other.
Yes, I'm still here, motherfuckers.
Yes, guys.
The voice. Well, let me tell you about. Well,
that's another great T-shirt. Eugene's picture. I'm still here, motherfuckers.
Still here, motherfuckers. Well, okay, I'm going to elaborate on your Walking Dead point, because I want to say what the hell I want to say. Anyhow, Yeah, so... Was that a snort?
Spit it out, man!
Oh. Oh, well, me? Okay, yes, okay, yes. Anyhow, so I started watching The Walking Dead this year, and I started watching it on Netflix, and I love it, man. It's great. No, it's great.
You didn't watch the first season, didn't you?
No, I didn't watch it all. In fact, I sat down, like, on nights right after we got Jameson to sleep, and I just, you know, just like I would hammer out like an episode and a half. I have to like pry myself away from the TV, and sometimes I'd go back and like rewatch, you know, the episode before that and everything. So I mean, you know, anyhow. But I pretty much got to watch it all right in a row with as much as I wanted at a time.
Do you get AMC on your Apple TV?
Do I get AMC? I get a lot of AMC products, a lot of their shows on it on Apple TV. Yes.
Just wondering if you got The Walking Dead on there.
No, but they have it on Roku.
They don't have it on Roku. Anyhow, shut up, Si.
So your number four thing was The Walking Dead as well. You really enjoyed it.
I didn't put them in order, but yes, it's on my list.
Okay, that's fine. It's okay.
You said number four. It's not.
This is very poor management.
Lewis. You're all next right. up.
All right, I'll save that one for the end.
You better make sure it's number four, Lou.
Playing Zelda.
Which one?
The newest one, Skyward Sword.
Oh, so you're enjoying it?
Because I never played any Zelda game. The first one I ever played start to finish was Twilight Princess. And I did it so I can get into the Zelda universe before this one came out, Skyward Sword. So I'm having a lot of fun playing that one.
Very cool. I'm sorry, Cyrus. Go on.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just started playing Twilight Princess. I've never played it before.
What do you think of it?
I bought it for my daughter like 4 years ago or whatever. Never played it. And I finally brought my GameCube in here because it's my fucking GameCube and I need it. And it's been in the living room forever. And there's a Wii in there, damn it. They don't need it. My fucking GameCube. So I finally brought it back in here and I'm enjoying GameCube games. So it's pretty cool.
It's basically, they use that blueprint for Skyward Sword. They kind of merged that with, what's that one that's cel-shaded? It was on the GameCube. Wind Waker. It's like a mix of that with Twilight Princess.
Wind Waker was awesome. Don't even give that game shit.
It was a piece of shit.
Nope.
Yep.
Nope.
By the way, have y'all heard they came out with an official
timeline? Shut up, we're debating.
Yeah, there's another one up for debate. They came out with an official timeline for all the Zelda games.
Yeah, I saw that.
Confusing as hell.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Yep.
Very confusing. But anyway, no. I've got Skyward Sword. I've started playing it. I'm only about 4 hours in. I am really enjoying it as well. Like I said, I wanted to put more time to it. So,
as long as it's better than that shitty ass Wind Waker.
Fuck you, motherfucker. All right. Oh, one other quick thing, since we've been talking about all this stuff. Lou, did you see the new Roku box they're bringing out?
Yeah, it's just a plug-in.
Just a plug-in stick? That's fucking awesome, dude.
It's way better than the fucking...
All right, Cyrus, what's next on your list, huh? What you got for us?
Getting my 3DS.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So you're still playing it, still enjoying it?
Love it. I'm very glad I got in on the Ambassador program. It's cool to have all those free games. You know, I don't have to switch games out. I just turn it on, figure out what game I want to play, play a little, turn it off, go back, whatever. Get the 3D games, take 3D videos and 3D pictures. And yeah, and I have Zelda Ocarina of Time 3D on there, which is awesome. Love the system. It's one of my favorite systems that I've ever gotten. So Nintendo does not disappoint.
Very cool. Very cool. Apparently, I don't know what the hell's going on because it froze up again. What the fuck? All right. Next up, Ducky.
Yes.
Next one on your list.
Why don't you ask Siri what's wrong with your Mac?
That's right. Poke the bear, motherfucker. All right. Ducky. What you got for us?
I went to my first writer's conference in October, and that was exhausting and awesome at the same time. I met a few writing buddies that I've been emailing for the last year. I pitched to two agents, no, two editors and an agent. I learned a lot, slapped some guy in the face, and it was pretty good.
Wait. What? We didn't hear this story. What about what?
I did. Well, it was over Halloween weekend, so there was a dance club right across the street from the hotel that we were at. So I went over there with a bunch of other people from the conference, and it was actually, it was fun. Everybody was dressed up in the club, really good costumes. I brought some of my derby gear. So I was dressed up, and some guy who was really, really drunk starts coming in, kind of dancing with us and whatever. So he gets a little handsy, and I start shoving him back. I thought I was being playful. Apparently, he read it wrong and kind of turned to face me, reached his hand out, totally copped a feel. So I proceed to slap him in the face, told him to get his fucking hands off me, and left. But I was pretty proud of myself.
Good for you.
So yeah. He's going to go pick a fight with someone that's dressed as a roller derby.
Yes. He thought he was being funny. He thought he was being hilarious, so I slapped him in the face, told him to keep his fucking hands to himself, don't fucking touch me.
Okay, is
good
anybody here
with the skates on?
I didn't have my skates. Oh,
those? Man, big roller roller wheel right in his...
can anybody here do the club background music, like... Because we can do like a recreation here.
Shit.
Hey, how you doing? What is your costume?
Next.
All right, Jay. What you got for us, buddy?
I ate a good sandwich.
Fucking Arby's again, back with the Arby's.
All right, so are we punting for Jay?
Hey, a good sandwich is you know, to make a day. You know?
You're absolutely right. A good sandwich could make your day.
I could still thighs.
About getting your 3DS?
Yeah.
Okay.
I hand that to Jay.
Okay. So you're still enjoying your 3DS?
I don't know. I haven't played it in over a month. Two or three, something like that.
Okay. All right.
It's actually sitting up in my cabinet behind me on the docking station.
Okay.
I think it's charged. So I'm not sure.
Does it have a protective layer of dust? It's like protects it?
Yeah.
I think so.
Well, you might want to check it. Oh. All right. My number... Oh, shit. This show is just... Anyway, number four on the list for me was... the events that we went to, Geek Fest and Dignation. I know the only person who got to go, the only person who got to go to,
he was mad because he couldn't go to Dignation.
I know, right?
Oh, damn it, you brought it up again.
The only one who went to me with to the Dignation event is Rudy, and we had a good time. We got pictures with all the guys. I'm really glad we went because that was probably the last Dignation event. They wrapped up their final episode just a couple weeks ago, and it doesn't look like they're going to be doing anything at South by Southwest, which, not that I'm going to have a lot of time to go to South by Southwest this coming year. Nope. Going to be a lot of stuff going on, so...
Well, and also, I think in general, South by Southwest has been, like, asking them to do things for free and all of this. And I know Leo and them said, forget it. We're not doing nothing. So I think they're scaring people off.
Yeah, it sounds like South by Southwest is like they're kind of getting – well, the other thing was last year the whole thing was they're like, well, if you're going to call it South by Southwest, you have to make sure you register and you have to be within certain limits. And, you know, everyone's in Austin's like, the fuck are you talking about? You know, this is South by Southwest. The purpose of this conference is so that you can just come by and do whatever the fuck you want. So, yeah. And then the other thing was doing Geek Fest. And, I had a blast doing Geek Fest with Cy, and I know Rudy got to come by for it. Hopefully we'll be able to do even more this coming year. I'm really planning on it. In fact, I've got a planning meeting on Tuesday after school. So they're already starting to plan for this next year's event. And, you know, we learned a lot. We're definitely going to cut back on certain things that we were doing and focus on some other stuff. Hopefully we can get some interviews and stuff done. But I had a blast at Geek Fest and Dignation. So if nothing else, just those events that we got to do through the site was definitely a highlight for me this year. All right, Rudy. Next up on your list.
All right, this next one's a really personal one. Lewis, you can probably identify this one just because you have a child that's really young. My son, Jameson, he's at the age now that he's getting really interesting. Not that it wasn't interesting before, but
interactive.
Yeah, very. You know, it's just like, you know, it's just, you know, just everything you do from the time you get home to the time, you know, that you wrestle him down to sleep. It's just constant interaction. It's like, you know, it's just, I don't know. It's just really, you know, it's really cool. Good times. Always, you know, he's always thirsty for knowledge or something, you know, anyhow.
Well, I've been telling him for a while now, when you get a little bit older, you'll be fun. So, yeah. He's right. He's getting to that age that it's.
I thought you were telling Rudy that.
Yeah, when I, yeah, yeah, when Rudy gets a little old, he'll be fun.
I thought it became fun.
No, but seriously, like, I have to say this year, the last couple of years, you know, I enjoy Christmas. I love Christmas time. But it's just been hard to get into the Christmas spirit, and it's just like, it's Christmas, and it's, you know, spend some time with family and gifts and stuff. It lost its magic. This year, we got that spark back, because going over to my mom's house and seeing Jameson tear through those, you know, through that paper and opening up toys and wanting to play with them and stuff, I'm like, man, next year is going to be the shit, because he'll be even older, be able to. Because even now, when I go through like the toy store and stuff, I look at toys and I'm like, fuck, 3 and up, damn it, come on, get a little bit older, we can get some really fun toys here in like just 6 months. So yeah, it's I understand what you're saying there. He's definitely getting in the age where he's starting to get really fun. So it'll be fun wrestling and everything else,
and challenging. We'll say that.
So, Lewis, what you got for us, buddy?
Well, pretty obvious. To expand on the story, my son being born, it's been awesome. He's just now getting more mobile, so he's able to walk around now if we're holding his hands. And so he's just on the cutting edge of becoming interesting in that way. Yeah, I go through the toy aisle. I'm like, oh, we're going to play with that. We're going to play with that. I think I'll have just as much fun with his toys as he will.
So this is your number 4, is that right? Or your number 3? Okay, so there's 2 above this.
That's what I was going to point out. But
well, I moved it up considering the tone of the conversation.
Okay.
Oh, okay. All right, fair enough.
You were pulling an audible. I got you.
They're in no particular order.
Okay.
Yes, no particular order. Okay. Hey, are you going to start calling him D-Mobile? Diego Mobile? Nothing?
What?
No, nothing.
Jay, where's your crickets, dude?
Is it mobile? Is it mobile? Is D?
Who's next?
Cyrus, what you got for us, dude?
Oh.
What about Jay? Didn't Jay have one, or did we skip?
It's your turn.
Was it my turn?
Okay. Yes, it's your turn.
Well,
tell us about your sandwich.
Wow, that was that. What
was not
that?
Crickets.
No, that was somebody snoring. But
okay,
crickets are reserved for you.
Quality was really not good. Was that
no?
Your
it
phone?
Was pretty loud.
All right, Cyrus, you're stalling. Cyrus, go.
No. Mine harkens back to actually. Instead of you kind of following Rudy, I'm going to follow Ducky a little bit. Finished a book, which was a big deal for me. I've been working on that book for 3 years and got it out there and. Did the whole shebang. First time I've ever had one. I mean, the technology hadn't even been around very long, but it's first time I've ever had a book listed on, you know, all the different services, which is pretty cool.
And that should be a big thing, because you did get it up on all those services, and that's fucking awesome, dude.
Yes. Thank you, Christy, for the for catching my harkens. That was nice.
Yeah.
But yeah. I think that completing something like that, or taking that, you know, initiative to try to create, you know, from your brain, and you know, like writing a book or writing something significant, is especially in this day and age when everybody thinks they can write. It's really challenging. To be a writer, because you feel like very self-conscious about the whole thing. So, I think it's pretty good accomplishment to take that seriously and to believe that you can actually write and to try and to come up with something that's actually interesting. So
Well, we'll be the judge of that. No, I'm playing. No,
well, I think all of us deserve some credit, and pat ourselves on the back a little bit, but for what we've done this year with this website, and for what we're all endeavoring to do. There's another one for you, Christy.
Endeavoring.
Yes. So, anyway.
Yes, very true, very true. Ducky.
Ray and I took the kids on a first family vacation. It wasn't very far. My family has a cottage about 3 hours northeast of here on a beautiful lake. So we stayed there for 4 days. This was the first time we actually all went away as a family, and it was really fun, and the kids had a great time, and we had awesome weather, and yeah, it was really fun, and we're going to do it again this summer.
Very cool. Very cool.
What is the qualification for being a cottage? I've always wondered that. Like, what qualifies it?
You don't live there?
like, nice cabin. It's a cottage.
It's a cabin, cottage, retreat.
I was going to say, is cabin and cottage pretty much the same thing, or do you have to...
Cottage is on a lake. A cabin would be in the woods.
Okay.
I was going to say, okay. One of them costs about 50 grand, one of them costs about 200.
Five.
No joke.
Our cottage is on the lake.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very nice. Cool.
Very cool. Mm-hmm. All right, Jay, what you got for us, man? He's punting. All right, ladies and gentlemen. What?
Poor Jay.
Let's just do round table here. Cyrus, what do you think is the number three biggest thing to happen to Jay this year?
He was finally able to reveal his turkey story.
That could be it. Yes. Should we vote for that one?
Well, that was it. That was last or this year, not last year. That was a 2011.
Was it?
Oh, you know what? You're right. Technically. Oh, wait a minute. No, we did it before. We did it before the new year.
Oh yeah, we did.
It's 28th,
so it counts.
Right?
It counts. So you had me questioning myself. All right. So I guess, are we going to go with that, or does someone have something better?
It sounds great.
Mm-hmm. All right. All right. So my number three on my list is. Granted, it's funny that we would be having the episode that we're having tonight. This show, I have had more fun doing this show than anything I can remember in quite some time. It's one of the highlights of my week. I can't wait to, come on and do the show when it's fucking working correctly. Fucking internet bullshit. But, I enjoy doing this show with y'all because we get together, we have fun, we have a good time, we cut up. It's, we've had these conversations, me and some of the other guys have had these conversations. I don't have a lot of friends that are that live in the same neighborhood or even the same town as I do. So, this is when I get together.
You just said you don't have a lot of friends.
Well, that's true too.
You got to say that and then wistfully look off in the distance.
I don't have a lot of friends. And for those of you who are watching the video, that I can't put the video on because it's fucking up. Anyway. I enjoy. This is when I get together and with my friends and hang out. We have a good time and do the show. And it's just I love doing the show. I look forward to it every week. And hopefully we'll continue on having as much fun as we are having doing the show. So, Rudy, you're up next, buddy.
You got to finish that by saying, right, Jay?
Right.
You know how you like to always do the right? You got to do that.
Hey. Ready?
Yeah, during Eugene's last little spiel there, did anybody else think of Tombstone when he says, wide up is my friend? He says, hell, I got lots of friends. Well, I don't. I'm sorry.
I don't think anybody else did, but now.
Well, then you're not as freaking cool as I am. Because if you know Tombstone like the back of your hand, and you're a dumbass. Anyhow, moving on.
Oh, that's very judgmental.
I am.
I'd say.
Okay, so now, before I'm going to explain, before I get the super, you corny bastard, again, in no particular order here on my list, my wife being very, very, a very meticulous kind of anal person is actually the deal here, and let me explain this. If any of you are familiar with
Dave, that's enough. You could.
No. Did you guys know? Anybody ever hear of Dave Ramsey?
Yes.
Okay. Oh yeah.
We do the Dave Ramsey program, and my wife was the person who actually got us into that.
I didn't know y'all cooked.
No, not that Ramsey. Yes.
Oh.
Anyhow. No. But we've paid off a shit ton of stuff. We have knock on wood. We have no car payments. We've paid off a bunch of stuff in student loans. We have no credit cards anymore. We don't do that at all anymore. And we're taking out big chunks out of our student loans. I mean, it's still going to be a while. But it's kind of, her persistence with that program that, we got ourselves
a
really good financial plan now, which is, anyhow.
Good deal. I'm sure all of us would like to be further along in our bill paying, as it were.
Nobody likes a bragger, I'm just saying.
Lewis, what you got for us, man?
I kind of rediscovered reading this year. I got the Kindle app, or Kindle reader, not the Kindle app.
Is
a rediscovered reading. That would be a great one. Lewis' face. I rediscovered reading. Sexy back. I rediscovered reading.
What is this? He's like, what is this? And Cindy's like, those are words.
Holy shit! I just discovered reading
again.
Put me on Wikipedia.
No, this I've never amazing. Been a reader. It always put me to sleep. But with the Kindle, they made it so we can find new books. I bought your damn book. All right, I can review it if you want.
I own you, motherfucker.
That's right. I own you.
I didn't realize what I was doing.
So anyway, I've read a ton of books. I think it's the most I've ever read in 1 year. And that's pretty much it.
Very cool.
I am digging your book.
Okay, I'll leave you alone then. Never mind.
Ducky,
I'm waiting for the pop-up book version.
Publish Amazon. Give me the links, whatever.
Oh, I'm not ready for that, bud. Size way braver than
I'm ready to buy.
Thank
you. The money.
I don't know if you like this pretty girly.
I'm not brave. I'm just stupid.
No, you're brave.
Glutton for punishment.
Damn it. We've just come up with like three shirts tonight.
Take a compliment. It's brave.
I'm not brave. I'm just stupid.
Stupid. Okay.
Anyway, Cyrus, speaking of the brave man, what you got for us?
Cyrus.
Okay, what else do I have?
Two more.
Two more. Damn it.
Oh, so I got to get one more? Shit.
What else do I have?
What else? Can we punt here, ladies and gentlemen?
Well, okay. Shit. What awesome shit's happened to me this year? I got my tablet.
Okay. You've been wanting one, right?
Yeah, I love it. It's great, I use it every day.
You have it nearby?
Apparently he does.
Yep.
Fancy.
What? Is it a 10-inch?
No, I didn't want one that big. My wife has the bigger one. I wanted the 7. Because I used hers a little bit, and I was like, too much. I don't want to carry a monitor around with me. So the 7 was really nice. I like that, and it's about the right size. Same size as a Kindle, right? 7-inch?
I think the Kindle's smaller.
Okay, well...
But it's in that ballpark, but yeah, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
So is it small enough that you can put it like cargo pant pockets to actually carry it with you?
I don't think so. Okay. I got a little thing I put it in, this little case, and I just carry it around, like that. So it's nice because it's small enough you can still one hand it, you can do the the one hand, mm-hmm. but it's big enough to where, you know, it's awesome. So
very cool. Look forward to the review here soon. Ducky.
He just got the review, buddy.
Oh, okay. It's 7 inches. It's, you know, yeah.
It's awesome.
My two younger sisters had babies this summer. I got to be an auntie for the first time.
Very cool. Both of your sisters had babies at the same time?
Yeah, I have three younger sisters, and two of them had babies this year, last year. Ray's got a sister who has two older children, but it's kind of, she's not my sister. It's different. So when my sisters had their babies, it was pretty awesome. And they're so cute. And I'm so done with babies, but I love them. I'm glad we're not having any more, but they're awesome.
Gotcha. I feel the same way about dogs and cats. Kittens and puppies are cute, but I'll take a dog or a cat over that anytime because it's
I misunderstood what you were saying. I thought you were saying you felt the same way about dogs and cats as you feel about babies. I was like, no, Eugene, that's not right.
Apparently, it's just output from Psy tonight. Nothing's going in. It's just halfway there. It's like, what? What did he say? Huh? Okay, I'll make a comment. No. Jay, okay, what you got for us?
Annoying. I'm reading between the lines. I understand.
No, you're not being annoying, you bastard. I'm joking with you, mother. Anyway, Jay.
What are these animals that keep crawling behind you, Rudy? I keep seeing these. It's like, you know, like the found footage.
Okay.
Oh.
Sorry.
It's creepy.
Or his wieners. Jay, what you got for us?
Yeah.
Huh?
I don't know.
Don't know. All right.
Yeah, you could say I started working for the site, I guess.
Did we already cover that?
Wow.
Did we already cover that as one of them?
If you want to put that in there, yeah. I made new friends.
Okay, there you go. We will take that.
I think Jay misread your email. He was thinking of the worst things that happened this year.
Can I just point out something real quick? This is why, you know, Cy and Jay give me shit about, oh, well, he thinks it's his show. He plans everything. This is why I fucking have to plan everything. I asked you, what are the 5 best things that happened to you this year?
I don't know.
Yeah, but come on.
But your planning was very vague.
It was not vague. I sent 3 fucking emails.
And that's why we were confused.
Okay. I will do my best not to send emails.
I would like you to read one of these emails.
It's because you put when we had to do the top things that happened this year in terms of, you know, what happened, and you went, well, I want media stuff for best villain, best hero, best all that. You just wanted media stuff. And then it's the 5 best things that happened to you. It was like in the same
email. You actually read those emails?
That's the key thing right there.
I peruse them.
I got like
a bunch of writers here, man. I got to write down these words.
Yeah, I know Lou read it because he just discovered that shit.
I didn't say I learned how to read this year.
No, nope,
I don't know.
I didn't say learn.
That's where it's going.
I decided to use the reading books this year.
Cindy, I read. She's like, good. Pats him on the head. Good for you, Lou. Good for you.
Can't fucking find the email I
sent.
That's it. Damn it.
I'm going to start a negative review campaign for your book on Amazon.
It's the worst book I never read.
I'll be able to tell it's you from all the simple words. This book is bad.
Sigh now. Sigh book sucks.
Holy shit. Okay, I can't find the fucking email.
And you gotta spell it S-U-K-S.
Yes.
Sigh book sucks.
Alright.
Sigh book sucks. That's the name of this episode.
I'm writing it down.
Sigh book sucks.
S-U-K-S.
Cybook S-U-K-S or yes. S-U-X?
No, that's too phonetic.
No. On a positive note, you and your son will be at a very similar reading level.
He did it for a purpose. He learned it so he could teach it to
that's
you.
Right.
But Lou will be getting into arguments. No, Daddy, that's a... No, I know how to spell. Yeah, well, what a... You know...
Well, what rhymes with orange, Dad? What rhymes with orange?
This is not Apple TV.
Oh, my God. Number two on my list. Yeah, kind of...
iBooks.
Kind of pigging back on what Jay just said, number two on my list is adding Jay, Ducky, Ian, and Johnny to the site. Johnny, I've known previously, and I have to say, I never would have thought Johnny would have joined the site and been a contributor, but he's a decent writer, and when he is in the chat room, it's funny as shit, and I'm so glad we reconnected with him.
Yeah, but if you'd have known him in high school...
Oh, yeah, there's no way. Yeah, it's been like... Jay was... I mean, just out of the blue, he's like, hey, I've been, you know, checking out the site, listening to podcasts. It's really awesome. And, you know, when I put out that call, hey, if you want to write, I know he was like, I don't think I'm a very good writer, but I'd like to give it a shot. And, you know...
I proved that, right?
No, you have not. Your reviews are fine.
Jay's like, damn it, why did I even say yes?
Oh, shit. No, your reviews
What you didn't know about were the 10 other websites that Jay also asked and turned him down.
He's like, come on, one of these has got to go.
Well, who do I got? The only people who answered to this were, fuck. All right.
But seriously, you know, he didn't just come on as a contributor. He, you know, he joined the show. He's been on every single episode since he initially started doing the show. You know, Cy and I join up with him every so often. Well, hopefully we'll get more on a steady schedule. But, you know, playing games on the weekends and stuff. And it's just, you know, I'm glad you joined us. Ducky, I really like your writing. I've really got to, you know, enjoy getting to know you over the last year. I'm so glad, you know.
This sounds like a proposal.
Shut up.
I really like your writing.
You have really nice.
So, what are you doing?
Is this how you propose to
What are you doing Friday night?
I love the way your hair smells.
Yeah, it smells real pretty.
I like you a lot. A lot.
A lot.
Anyway, I'm really glad you joined. You're welcome. And then, of course, Ian, if you're listening, or you know, gets back to this, dude, I love hearing you go off on these games into the depth that you do. Really glad you joined on.
Ian's really funny. He does a really
good job in his writing.
He should be on the show sometime. I don't know why. I guess he's kind of shy or whatever, but he should come on.
Well, hopefully we'll break down some of those walls.
Yeah, we need to get... Johnny on. I don't know why he hadn't signed on.
Well, like I said, part of the thing is he's trying to finish up his master's degree, and then he told me come May he wants to start doing the show and doing more writing and stuff. So
yeah, we'll see.
We can bring up more stories.
No joke. All right, so this is the final round. Rudy, your last thing on your list, man.
My last thing is actually something that came up very, very late in the year, and you know, I'm a strength coach and certified personal trainer, you know, and I've always kept up with my weightlifting and always, you know, just been as strong as I want to be and all that good shit. But it's always, I mean, doesn't matter how much you know about fitness, it's freaking hard to motivate yourself to, you know, to get toned or whatever, you know, and all that other good shit. And you know, I'm always looking for something like that. So I started this about 5 weeks ago. Yeah, that's right. Shameless promotion, Insanity. You guys have seen me tweet about it. I tweet about it every night. Got Jamie into it and kind of influenced a bunch of other people at my school who had messed around with it some before. You know, done like a week here, a week there. But some other folks I know are getting into it very consistently. you know, and again, I think it's a very sound program. I can't really say enough about it, but... hell, I'm
so that's like a workout program. I thought you were just talking about being crazy.
Yeah, exactly.
Insanity week four.
Exactly. Yeah. In 5 weeks, I'm down like shit. About 8 pounds on the scale, but about 3% body fat in 8 weeks.
You can only lift 8 pounds?
And if you, yeah, exactly. Anyhow, no. Don't be afraid, man. No, but it's actually, no. We, you know, we do it very consistently. It's actually, it's quality time for me and my wife. Because after I started doing it, after day three, she's like, bullshit, I'm doing it too. So,
anyhow. Do you have a lot of one-arm exercises in there?
No, actually. Right. Well, I say it's mostly on your feet moving around.
Oh, I don't do that shit.
Fuck that. Okay.
That's the thing. That's what I said too. Literally, the only, well, there's no actual equipment required at all. But the piece of equipment that I have to have in my living room is a mop. I have to have a fucking mop because I'm telling you, I have to mop in between sets because I sweat like a Hebrew slave.
Oh shit! I just figured this out.
Oh shit!
You've been tricked into this. I just figured this out.
Please elaborate on this.
Yes.
Actually, I may be tricking other people. Because I think Lewis's wife, Cindy, is. She sounds like she may be kind of entertained by this thought. Lou?
Her brother had been doing it for a while. We were doing P90X for a while, but I got turned off on it because you needed all the equipment.
Yeah, all the equipment. And a lot of equipment,
but you still needed a few things. It's like. Like he's doing all these pull-ups and chin-ups. And I was like, no place to do that here.
Yeah, and it's a good program too. But shit, even then, once you get to be about 200 pounds, I don't give a shit how good a shape you're in. Pull-ups are fucking hard. I mean,
yeah, you can't get your husband to mop.
Exactly.
So yeah, insanity, two birds, one stone.
There you go. So no, it's really good. Yeah,
when you're done in there, can you do the kitchen?
Yeah.
Shut up.
I don't think she really wants him to mop the kitchen with the sweat from his brow. That would be...
That's gross.
Yeah.
Sorry, he sweats my brow. It's really more whole body sweat.
Oh, then I didn't really want to hear that.
Look at his ball drippings for him anyway.
Ball drippings? Thank you, Jerry.
I usually wear clothes when I work out, so I'm not sure that my ball dripping is
going to... No, don't like on your leg.
So you got one? Where'd the other one go?
It's
not balls. Just one ball.
I'm sorry, I have to say it. You know how there's that pull-out tray on a Foreman grill? I'm just like, where's... Anyway,
Hop out!
Lewis!
Basically
want to
cut.
Somebody go quick, please.
Lewis.
I'm trying to think of something else.
He's thinking about his
Oh, mom. He's about to punt.
Damn.
Come on, dude. You didn't have five things?
Well.
Oh, man.
I read Steve Jobs' book. That was cool.
God, y'all are a bunch of downers. All right. So you read Steve Jobs' book and you enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Maybe we should have listened to five worst things that happened.
I'm sure everyone could probably come up with that really quick. Cyrus. Last one. One more. Nothing good happened to you. Okay, it doesn't even have to be something that happened to you. Was there a really good movie, a really good TV show, a book, a video game, anything?
On general principle, I refuse to announce anything that was not designed specifically for me, since we're listing personal items.
You stopped robbery.
I stopped. Oh, that's true. That was pretty cool.
Stopped what?
The kids that were trying to break into my landlord's
Thank you, Lewis.
That was cool.
That was cool. Very good. Yeah. That did happen last year, right?
Yeah, I was Batman for a day. Okay. It was pretty badass.
There you go.
Suit and all?
No, I didn't do the suits.
Although that would have been awesome.
But is the plastic suit.
Especially if he walked out there, you know, like you said, like half his shirt's tucked in or whatever, and he's like, what are you doing? They're like,
pray to me.
Yeah, what the fuck's wrong with you, dude? That would be awesome. All right, Ducky, your last thing on your list.
Okay, so for me, I saved the best one for last. My son, Quinn, he'll be four at the end of March. He's the youngest, so he has a very talkative older sister. She'll be six next week. He never talked, and we didn't know why. We just thought he was because he was the second and he had such a talkative older sister and we didn't really worry about it. Well, he didn't repeat anything we said and he wouldn't look at us when he when we would call his name. We'd actually have to go up and touch him on the shoulder or get right into his face. And after a while, it got concerning. So around, and he was almost 2 years old, we got him his speech assessed. And the speech therapist recommended that he get his hearing tested. So 3 months later, we found out that Quinn was hearing impaired. And then, sorry, I'm going to get choked up.
It's okay.
In April, he got his tubes to hear. And then the next day, he told me he loved me.
Aww.
So the best thing that's ever happened was that my son could hear.
That's... Okay.
Yeah. Sorry, I didn't mean to cry.
No, that's fucking awesome. That's...
Yeah. And he's doing amazing, and he's going to start school in September, and he can hear perfectly, and he talks, and he's so happy.
Very cool.
So that's
tubes.
My...
Tubes are awesome. Yes. Yeah.
Very
cool. Okay, you win.
Well, I might be able to tie. We'll see. Jay. Anything else, man?
No, he's got nothing.
All right, guys. Come on. We got to come up with something else for Jay that happened to him this year. That
I saved money by calling Geico.
Didn't get arrested again.
Man, Jay.
No, I did get arrested in 2011.
Jay just is miserable. Like it's like a Bill Murray movie or something, you know? Jay, like, you're just like...
Do you need people to love you?
Well, dude, look, you did, but you're not in jail. And you got surgery to fix your shoulder, so
that's
you're
true.
Not in chronic pain.
Yeah,
so
but until... yeah, I am in chronic pain.
You know what I mean? But it's better. But stuff to...
It hasn't fixed shit yet.
It's gonna be better.
It'll be better. God, you're an Eeyore.
Yeah, it's gonna be better, but yet I cannot do anything that I used to like to do anymore.
Okay.
So just change what you like.
Was this your writing hand?
No, it's my other hand.
Oh, okay. I was just wondering about this thing that you like to do so much.
There's that. You can still do that.
No.
Damn it.
Look at the bright side. Huh?
You know.
Oh, you guys, man.
Have you had any good pizza lately?
You've been kicking ass on Modern Warfare 3, right?
Yeah, you can do that with one arm.
Not really.
Dude, you've been doing better than I have.
Well, that ain't fucking hard.
Still. Look on the positive side, motherfucker. Oh, shit. All right.
The weather.
I'm better at Eugene than getting killed.
There you go. There's your last positive thing. Oh, my God.
Yeah, this show sucks.
Yeah. I guess we need to stick to negative things for this show. All right, so my last thing
science
on my list. My last thing on my list is, of course, the one thing, and I guess it's not just y'all, because Christy was the same way. Like, I was like, well, do you want to come up with a list of five things for... You know, that happened this year? She's like, oh, I can only think of one. And I'm like, really? Only one? And, of course, that is the fact that after years of trying, we finally got pregnant. And one of the best things...
I was going to say, that better be on your list, dude.
That's number one on my list. Like Ducky, I saved the best for last. Mine definitely was in order. You know, I found out what sucked was I had to go back to work. It absolutely sucked. And the next day, I she meets me up there and hands me this little piece of cake that says you're going to be a daddy. And I broke down and, you know, it's what I've been waiting for. And then it got even better when we found out we were having twins. And then if we want to talk about the worst things that happened of 2011, then that would have to be... Number one on my list would be the day that we thought we lost them for that weekend. And thank God that it was just her ovaries were had moved around. But, so, I mean, 2012 is going to be fucking epic because I'm going to have two boys. And this is something we've been working on for several years now, and it finally happened. And I'm the only one here that's not a parent. So in about 2 months, we'll be rectifying that. So
rectified.
That's what'll happen in the hospital.
Doctor, rectified.
That's what he's going to tweet when they come out. Rectified.
Rectified. Yep, that's exactly it.
All right, Gene, I'll go ahead and say I got the boys something already, and you'll get it at the shower.
Cool.
But I want you to show it on the show the week after, whatever that next time is.
Oh, yeah, no joke. Cool.
I'm going to say
if he's going to have to show your gift, then he's going to have to show my gift too.
So well, yeah. My gift has a reference to the show.
Well, so does mine. We got to talk.
Oh, shit.
Make sure we're not doing the same thing.
Well, you know what I got.
Well,
because I texted it to you to make sure you wouldn't get it.
Does it get UFC on it?
No. Yeah, we got them.
See if I got that text, because I don't remember that text. I'm looking.
It's been a while back. It was a while back.
Oh, shit. Anyway, all right.
We'll talk later.
We are sitting at roughly just over an hour and a half. I almost cringe to do this. Do we just want to do a rapid fire of? It doesn't have to be personal. Does not have to be personal. What are some of the worst fucking things of 2011? Let me just list some things. Like I said, thought I was going to lose the babies. That's definitely got to be number one. How about Sony getting hacked all fucking year? I mean, granted, it didn't personally happen to me, but, you know, if you had a PlayStation 3, that pretty much sucked balls. How about SOPA? How about the whole election bullshit going on? Really? Come on. I'm already sick of it, and we're a year away. Or not quite a year away, but no, I'm tired of hearing this shit. Jump in. Anyone else? Something bullshit that happened.
Well, just something that sucked in general with Steve Jobs dying. That was really depressing.
That sucked balls, yes. You're absolutely right.
Yeah. I mean, we're nominated for an Emmy.
Yes, that's
true.
Ridiculous.
A Webby Award? Yes, we weren't nominated for a Webby.
Can't even believe it.
Anyone else? Jay, you almost ripped your fucking arm out, and you had to get surgery. That sucked balls, right?
Yeah, it wasn't really good.
He can't even
that
come
sucked,
up.
Right?
He
that
can't
sucked,
even come up with
it?
The stuff that sucks.
Yes, it sucked.
Okay. Apparently this isn't going to go anywhere, so I guess we're going to wrap up the show. As always, you can go to the website and go buy some stuff off of our Cafe Press store. You can buy shirts. You can buy...
Anything. What? You can't sell anything, remember? I mean, otherwise, we'll never hear the end of it from the Lord's brother or whatever.
Oh, yes, that's true, because, you know, we are peddling stuff. You can buy shirts, you can buy cups, you can buy lots of different things there. You can always follow us at One Man Asylum on Facebook. You can find us on Twitter at One Man Asylum. Coming up this week on the site, let's see here, Sunday, tomorrow, we have Dawn of Twilight, episode 17. One more after that, so we're almost done with the series. On Monday, you'll get the edited version of the show. I don't know if there'll be a video version because of all the problems that we've had. Monday, you will also get, we're going to be posting our poll for the best and worst of 2011. Make sure you go to the website and vote for, we've got several different categories. We've got best hero, best villain, best of the best, worst of the worst, biggest letdown, biggest surprise, most quotable.
Oh, may. Sorry, go ahead.
Shameless peddling.
Anyway, so go to the website and check out the poll. Make sure you vote. I'll give you about a week to vote on that, and then we'll come together and find out what we thought was the best and worst of 2011 as a group. Tuesday, we have Ducky, did you write What's Your Number? I believe you did.
Yeah,
it's the repost of your review for What's Your Number on Tuesday. Wednesday, we will have an article by Bolden, and Friday, we'll have an article by Ian. And then next Saturday... at 9, 8 Central, we'll do the show. Right, Cyrus?
When?
On Saturday at 9, 8 Central. Right, Cyrus?
That's a day after Friday, right?
Yes, that's the day after Friday.
The one before Sunday?
Yes, the day after you were tweeting, where is everybody? Are we not doing a show?
That was so bad. Like, I'm telling my wife, oh, I gotta go in there and do the show. I gotta get everything ready, and I got all set up. And I'm like, man, I haven't seen any tweets today. Usually there's tweets about the show. And then I start to think, wait a minute. Fuck!
I like how he's like, well, I gotta go do the show.
So, damn it. Shit. Well, to be honest, there are nights when...
like tonight. No, anyway.
I've literally... There have been shows, and, you know, Jay does this every week, but there are some weeks where I'm like, fuck, gotta stay awake, gotta do the show, make it through this.
Damn. I've been awake for the last two episodes.
I like how you listed the last two.
The last two, not this
one. Yeah.
Yeah, this one I'm not awake.
Gotcha.
Sometimes we ask Jay questions, and he doesn't respond with actual words. It's just kind of like, yeah, you know.
Then he goes,
I need to use words.
Fucking tell you.
Poofery. It's poofery.
Poofery.
Oh, shit. If you want to follow our individual wacky adventures, you can find me at Optimus Gene, at Cyrus Martin, at J Red Devil, at Tex-Mex, at Ducky Andrew, and at Stevens B29 for all the girls and guy at Group Therapy and One Man Asylum. Have a good night.
All right. So, Rudy, that we didn't double the gift, right?
No, we didn't. No.
Okay, good.
What does that? What does that mean? What are you talking about?
It's what I referenced.
What are you referencing? What is it?
Something a purchase for the boys.
Yes. Well, what do you? Give?
Don't he can't tell you.
Eugene
will reveal it.
So,
something that costs money. It's a gift. It's for the boys. Both of you could have purchased, but didn't.
Condoms, of course.
They're like, stop, fucker. You're already bringing two into the world.
No, it wasn't for you. It was for them.
Oh, okay.
You can never teach them to put that on a banana too early.
Oh, shit.
God, what is wrong with you? What is wrong with you?
The image is stuck in my head, man. I'm telling you. Lewis.
Why would you say this?
Lewis, did you get to watch the show really last week?
I listened to the show, yes.
Okay, so you heard Coach friggin' Hughes. It was Coach Hughes.
The only thing I remember about Coach Hughes is him complaining in basketball because he was our basketball coach for, was it, 7th grade boys basketball. All I think I remember from him is, man, nobody could catch a pass in basketball. Everything was dropped. And he's just walking around, man, you can't even catch a cold. And he's making this face, but he kept saying over and over and over again.
Yeah.
All right.
And he always wore the coach's shorts. Everybody knows the coach's shorts.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Yep.
Can't believe how quickly you went there and about.
Because he wore coach's shorts with a shirt tucked in and the knee-high, you know, 70s style striped socks. And
the shorts with the 1-inch inseam, they're flame retardant, and yeah.
They refer to those as nut huggers.
Yes.
I have a pair of those.
That could be another embarrassing thing for me. I actually wore those to school one time.
Oh, wow, hell.
How old were you?
Was that when you straight. Had to wear the stockings and the hub heels?
No, that was the elementary school.
Why did you have high heels? I didn't quite get that.
It was, they had a heel. I would consider them high heels.
So now it's a heel.
So apparently he has something in common with Jay, is what it sounds like. So
no, I never got into stilettos.
Okay.
Well, technically, I was still wearing men's clothes.
Okay.
Supposedly,
you know, turkey. You know how, like, when you're a kid, and obviously, Luke can relate now that I know this, but your mom doesn't quite get shit. Like, you go to the store, and, oh, you should get this shirt. You're like, no, I should get that shirt. Your mom's like, no, it'll look really good. No, it really will not look good on me.
But needless to say, after that day of wearing coach's shorts to school, that won't happen again after that.
The only thing I can think of now is fucking Seinfeld with the puffy shirt. What's the puffy shirt? But you look like a pirate. I don't want to look like a pirate.
Oh, by the way, that's going to be Diego's theme is for his first birthday. Pirates.
Pirates.
Sweet. Pirates are fun.
We actually have a pirate ship here. They have one at South Padre, but it's like fucking expensive, especially for a birthday party. It's like $50 a head. No, we'll skip that.
Yeah, for a little boy's birthday party.
Yeah, we did Transformers this last time around. It was fun.
Just fed Quinn cake.
It was just funny the way you said that. We did Transformers this time around. It was fun.
Yes, it was good.
Funny. It was fun. It met the minimum qualifications for a birthday party.
They're not going to remember this birthday
party. Hell no, it was good stuff.
Yeah. $5 and fun.
So
it's like Little Caesars.
Ah, bullshit. I dropped some cash on my son's birthday party. Fuck y'all. We got the big ass the big ass cupcake order from what's it called?
Walmart.
Sam's. Have you ever had Sam's cupcakes? Have you ever had them? If you like cupcakes, they're freaking epic.
Compared to the cardboard ones you get. The cardboard ones suck, man. Just
shut up.
Cake cupcakes? What's the other kind of cupcake?
Well, like I just said, there's cardboard.
Cake and cupcakes, you douchetard.
Dog shit. I had glass one time. Glass was not good.
These are actually made of cake.
You don't want those Nike cupcakes. I mean, they look good, but they wouldn't be very good.
Rudy's like, Sam's is awesome.
I do love Sam's. Edible. Shut up. Hey, Ducky, do they have Sam's up there?
No.
Do they have Costco up there?
Yeah. They did have Sam's Clubs, and they all shut down.
Really? That's wild.
Mm-hmm. Some wild and wacky stuff, man. Anyway, all right. So I have a question for y'all. So the video froze several times, and then we had to flat out cut out midway through the show. Should I bother putting out a video of it? Like,
no.
Oh, I thought you were going to ask if you should get a new computer.
I'm actually going to try really hard to get an iMac this year.
Yeah, I was going to say, Lewis, did you go ahead and do that? But yes,
not yet.
Well, Eugene can probably give you a deal on one.
Shut up, motherfucker.
You know, as long as you don't need to do nothing important with it, you'll be all right.
The show is a very complicated process. Shut up.
Whoa.
Actually,
I was just going to say, well, let's see how many shows have we produced through your computer. That's right. You couldn't even get the Ustream producer to work on your computer.
That's correct.
That is correct. You were like, it won't work. I don't understand.
Oh, God, the bitch fan.
He said, my nut droppings, bitch.
Jay's just talking to random people at this point. There's not even anyone else there. He's just talking to himself.
I'm talking to my cat.
Okay.
imagine when Jay talks to his cat. When he talks to the cat, it has like a British accent. What the fuck is wrong with these guys? The cat. Oh, those people. How many times have I told you not to converse with the underling? And Jay's like, I'm sorry. Bring me my food.
Well, the way my cat is set, and he looks kind of a snobbish. I got his head up and his eyes real squinty. He gets like,
he's a man. He has a man Manchester United scarf. Yeah, he even meows with a British accent.
Yeah, he goes meow.
Yes. Oh well, luckily I gotta go.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Have fun at work, Jay.
Oh, I always have fun at work dealing with assholes all night.
If that's possible.
Can you imagine Jay about 3 o'clock in the morning? I mean, he's like, he's loopy right now, but 3 o'clock in the morning?
Here's what I picture Jay like at 3 o'clock in the morning. You've seen those movies where it's the zombie apocalypse and the camera just pans and there's just someone just standing there. They're just kind of...
No, I picture him...
No movement, no... He's not even looking at anything, he's just there. He hears the sound and he goes towards the sound. That's it. That's all he fucking does.
No, he's all wide awake. How you doing, Governor?
Wow.
Yeah. That'd be awesome.
I think I'm going to be hitting the coffee as soon as I get there. Energy drinks or...
He's bouncing off the walls. What do you need me to do? What do you need me to do? I can do that. Your it's boss done. Like, what's next?
Your boss is like, you paid that, right? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I did.
Pay for shit. You make enough fucking money to give it to me.
He just takes the coffee pot off, pops open a can of, like, you know, the 30-hour energy or 3-hour energy, just pours
a case of it in there.
30-hour energy? Yeah, holy shit.
By the time he adds them all up, that's what it is.
Put that on the market. 30-hour energy. This shit will give you a 19-hour erection. Get after it.
Yeah, well, that was his idea, was that you combine Viagra and what the...
5-hour
energy. 5-hour energy drink.
Oh, my God.
It all comes back to erections with you.
He has a Viagra Splendor, powders it up.
That would actually be my first reference to that.
I think you've been pretty much sexualizing every topic that's been discussed.
Homosexualizing, is that what you said?
Well, I didn't say that.
We didn't
perhaps
go there.
If your brain goes that way, Jay.
You did talk about bananas, you know.
Talking about the condoms on the bananas.
As soon as they can learn it,
they need to know.
Oh, by the way, I was listening to the show on the way into work, and every morning when I get there, I have to go, like, unlock, you know, certain labs and stuff, and Cyrus, you bastard, you got that fucking song stuck in my head, the banana song. I was just like, I'm walking down the hallway and just like, fuck you, Cyrus.
What banana song is that?
That one with...
N-A-N-A-S.
Yeah, Gwen Stefani, yeah.
She's hot.
I'm just like, fuck you, Cyrus. Of course, I say that a lot for random things, so I think people would probably think Cyrus is like my imaginary friend that I blame shit on.
Everybody at school, they're always like, who the fuck is Cyrus?
Exactly.
He's an asshole, man. I don't know. What the hell?
He has a little sock monkey over in the corner. He has Cyrus. Fuck you, Cyrus. He just sits there looking at him.
That would be awesome.